Ranger Steve, Ranger Steve, he's the man to believe about fishing and lakes, weather and snakes, recharging, renewing, and the best nature viewing. He's the one who knows fire danger, not a power or a lone ranger, but better even, he's Ranger Steve, the Texas State Park Ranger.
Our guest at the cafe this morning is Steve Kelly, and the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah. Well, interesting event coming up. I think a very holiday event that will give people the holiday spirit very much so if they don't already have it, and that is Christmas in the Park, and you're calling it Winter Wonderland.
This year, the term is Winter Wonderland, and it should be just a fun, great event. We're looking forward to having a couple thousand people come out and see the light show. Plus, we have multiple programs planned through this cool event.
Now, this will be this Friday and Saturday night, December 13th and 14th. This is primarily an evening event then?
Primarily, yes. Yes. Santa Claus is going to be there. We're going to have live music on Friday night. So it's going to be a fun-filled event for the entire family.
Now, this is only at Doctor's Creek.
No, this is only at the Doctor's Creek unit, yes.
So that is the one closer to Cooper.
Yes, that's the one on the north side of the lake. And traditionally, Doctor's Creek has held the Christmas in the Park event. And this year, they're going to continue that tradition.
So how do you decorate the park? This is a challenging thing, and how much do you try to get into the woods and the trees surrounding the main areas of the camp? Just how do you go about it?
Well, pretty much we are going to decorate park headquarters.
Yeah.
And then we are going to rely on our camping friends, because for that weekend we're allowing camping for free. But there's a caveat, there's a catch. You have to decorate your campsites, and you wouldn't believe the beautiful displays that our campers produce. Doctor's Creek is just one of many parks throughout the state that does this Christmas event. But I think our campers may be the best. So we do have a couple of sites available. So if you're interested in decorating a campsite, camping for free during the weekends of December 13th and 14th, give the park a call, and I bet we can work you into that.
Okay, great. But so you're expecting a full park.
I'm expecting a full park. Uh-huh. Last year, we had pretty much a full park. We had one problem. It was a cold, rainy, windy weekend, but we still had over 1,000 visitors. So with good weather this year, come early and enjoy the lights.
And we'll be keeping our fingers crossed for the weather Friday and Saturday, December 13th and 14th. How many cabins out there?
Well, at Doctor's Creek, we have two cabin cottages. At the South Sulphur Unit, we have 14 full cabins. That many of those overlook the lake, and then we have four additional cabin cottages at the South Sulphur Unit. Mm-hmm. So for those who really don't like to rough the cold weather, we have an option at Cooper Lake State Park.
Mm-hmm. But this again is at Doctor's Creek, the Winter Wonderland Christmas in the Park event is at Doctor's
Creek.
Yes,
but you could actually camp out and stay in cabins at South Sulphur and come over for the nightly event.
Sure. We're talking with Steve Kelly, and he was the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park. Both parks, Doctor's Creek on the north side and the South Sulphur on the south side. So that is that event is coming up this Friday and Saturday night. I saw, and there's another event on further on into the holidays I want to talk to you about, but I saw a remarkable video on your Facebook page of vultures.
Yes, I took that video, I think it was Sunday, after most of the campers had left, and I looked up and gazed, and this flock of 200
yeah.
to 300 black vultures gliding on the north wind. It was mesmerizing. It was amazing.
Yeah. A little ominous, but still fascinating.
I was still moving. I was still kicking. They wouldn't look at me. Okay,
but a huge flock of them.
But that's what you see at these Texas state parks. Life. You see the outdoors. You experience these wondrous sights. And that's just one little tiny snippet of what goes on at our Texas state parks.
Had you seen them around out there before?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes, I have.
Well, it was an amazing video. So on January 1st, on New Year's Day, you're having what you call first day hikes. Is this at both locations?
Both units. Now, this is a tradition for Texas State Parks. Our goal is to get people outside, get them moving, healthy, and happy. Studies have shown that people exercise outdoors, have better cognitive ability, they're going to be healthier and happier. And just the park itself is a great venue to exercise. So to kick 2020 off right, can you believe it, 2020?
I know.
To kick 2020 off right, we are hosting 3 first day hikes at Cooper Lake State Park. 2 at the South Sulphur Unit on January 1st, and then 1 at the Doctors Creek Unit. So come out, you know, hike at one side, hike both sides, but just come out and get healthy, happy, and hike through the woods.
What's the time for those events?
Okay, the time for the event at Doctors Creek will be 1 p.m. on January 1st, and the times at South Sulphur, we have an early morning one for folks who maybe didn't stay out too late, 10 a.m., and then for the folks who stayed out late, 2 p.m.
Okay, and what's the distance of the hike?
Well, they're going to vary, but anywhere from a mile and a half to 3 miles.
Mm-hmm. Do you have people that come out just to walk or just to run, jog?
Oh, absolutely. We have runners that come out to the park.
That'd be a great place.
And we have hikers as well. Folks who park the car, they show us their park pass when they come through the gate, and they're regulars. And I would offer that to your listeners as a way to get healthy in 2020.
Steve, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
us. Great being here.
All right, Steve Kelly, and superintendent of the Cooper Lake State Parks. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEDR.